What's up, everybody, and welcome back. We are here to do the second part of badge ratings for the MLS, and this time we are doing the Western Conference. I really enjoyed doing the first video, so I'm also excited to do this video. I feel like the Western Conference has a little bit better badges than the Eastern Conference, so let's just go ahead and jump on into it. We have second year Austin FC. Man, this green and black. And then the little bit of white, I like it. I will actually have to give them an A for this. I like the like tree design. Again, I know that I talked in the last video about Toronto FC having that FC in their logo. I think that Austin FC just plays a little bit better than what Toronto's does, but I would actually like to see it off of this one also. But it doesn't deter it enough for me to bring it down to a B. I love this logo. It's fantastic. They did a great job on it. So next up, we got Colorado Rapids. Wow. Colorado Rapids. Jeez. The maroon and the lightish blue. It's very dull to me. I think that they could have done better. With this, and there's not much more that I can say. I do like that they put like the mountain in it with the soccer ball. But I'll have to give them a C. I think they could do more with it. And maybe we'll see that at some point in time. I'm not sure. So next up, we have FC Dallas with the navy, white, and red. I don't know. I do like that it's different. It's not your... I guess it's not your real tradition. It's a little bit wider. So I wonder if they did that on purpose because everything's bigger in Texas. I kind of like the logo. I think that it more could be done with it and make it look nicer. So I'll actually give them a B. I like it. I think to make it an A, a little bit more could be done with it. I don't know what though, but I like it. I like how it's different than, you know, your normal badge. So, staying in Texas, we got Houston Dynamo. I like the orange. Wish it was a little bit brighter. I like the orange and black. It's a nice combination. Very, very simple badge. I like that the simplicity of it. I wish that they didn't have like the little like thunderbolt looking thing down at the bottom of it. I'm not sure. Maybe I need, like I said, I'm just doing these without like looking up what each badge, because you know, they break down the badges like this means this and this means that. So I'd like to know what the little thunderbolt is. So, I mean, lightning bolt, not thunderbolt. The lightning bolt is there. So if someone does know, please, in the comments, please tell me what that's for. I like this. I like the simplicity, but I'm going to have to give it a C. I wish the colors popped more. Maybe that orange was a little bit brighter. Like I said, it'd be pretty nice. Moving on, we have the LA Galaxy. I like the blue and the yellow. I really like blue and yellow together. I just think that they could have done more with this badge. I'm actually going to have to give it a D. I like the colors. Like I said, even they're good. They're good where they're at, like the brightness and everything like that. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's too simple. I don't like the font of the LA. I don't like the font of that. And then, like, you have Galaxy across the bottom. I think that they could do more with it. I don't know what else to say. It's just, it could be better, you know. So, moving on, sticking in LA, you have, you know, LAFC. Not a fan of LAFC, but their badge is a pretty cool badge. I like how they did the A. They incorporated, you know, the wing. I do like that. And it's also simple. You know, it says Los Angeles, you know, football club, and then it has the big LA. And I like the gold and black together. So I, you know, they, the other LA team's a D. I'm going to give them guys a B. I like how it's a little bit different than most of the badges in MLS. And I like it. It just the way, the design is very good in my opinion. So next up we have Minnesota United FC. I do like that theirs is also different. The colors are pretty nice. I wish that the blue was used more. Then I feel like the gray and the white are used a lot more with them. And like, I mean, obviously from the badge it is, but as like their uniforms and stuff. It's a pretty cool badge. Again, I haven't, you know, I didn't read up on anything. So I would like to know what the bird is and what it stands for Minnesota. Especially with it being colder there in the wintertime and everything like that. So what does that mean? If you're a Minnesota United fan, please tell me in the comments below what that is for. I like the colors and stuff. I'm going to have to go with a B form. I like it. Kind of wish, I think for this to be an A, change this up down here. Too many letters going on. So, next up we have Nashville SC. Again, I really like blue and yellow together. This is a fantastic badge. I like that they didn't go with a round badge. I'm glad that they didn't go with this kind of badge. They went with this one. And having it just say Nashville SC is very nice. And then you have the N. And I would like to think that like the little marks beside it, because it is Nashville, like a music vibe, that kind of thing. Maybe that's what it's for. I don't know. But I really like this badge. And it will actually have to go in the A column for me with Austin FC. It's just very, very well put together in my opinion. So moving on, we have Portland Timber. I'm not a big fan of forest green, which I think that's what that would be. To me, that's what that is. I like that it, like, yes, it is a round badge, but like you have where like the axe is actually coming out of the circle a little bit, and I think that's very nice. This is very simple. I'm glad that they didn't clutter it with having the words like Portland Timbers or Timbers inside it. This is very nice. And I will have to give it a B. I need to know what these are for. Like the like gold, like two stripes up. I'd like to know what that is. But I'd like to see, like, I'd like to think that the axe also stands for the T for timber, timbers. And, but I like it. I think that if maybe different colors would move it up to an A for me. But color also has a big play on my part. So I like it. I'll put it as a B. So now we have Real Salt Lake. I don't like any of the colors together in this. And I'm really, really not a fan of the badge. It's just, I don't know what to say. There's just something about it. And I'll have to give them an F. I think it could be better. And yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. I think that it could be better. Maybe different colors. I don't think the colors go well together. So then we have the San Jose Earthquakes. And I'm also going to have to give them an F. Very, very plain. Makes no sense. Too much writing, too much lettering and stuff in it for me. Having the lettering, like it says Quakes and then the stuff underneath of it. And then just like a soccer ball with, you know, the two different things and the line. Just, I think there's too much going on and it's too just plain. No real, I don't know. There's no uniqueness to it. It's just a plain soccer badge with too much going on for me. So moving on, we have the Seattle Sounders FC. I love the green and the blue together. They did a really good job picking those two colors together. I like it. I like that they incorporated the tower. And I just like it. I like that they didn't go with your, you know, your traditional badge or whatever. So I will have to give them an A on that. Maybe I think the one thing that they could change is just take Seattle out and maybe make Sounders a little bit bigger to fill in the space. And then I think that would be a freaking phenomenal badge. But yes, I'll give them an A. I like it. So next up we have Kansas City. I think that, again, like, that's the thing. Some of these have too much wording on them. And this is one of them. Like, just put Sporting and maybe leave off the gray around it. But this is a pretty nice badge. I like the colors of the team. I'll give this one a C. And I like that they didn't use your traditional, like, how boring is this LA? Come on, that's boring. I like that they used, like, the SC. They did a different, you know, font. So I'll give them a C. And then last but not least, we have the Vancouver Whitecaps FC. This is a pretty nice logo. Nice colors. I like how, you know, again, I don't like traditional badges, so it's very nice to see this. And I will actually give them a B with this. I think that maybe they could maybe just take the FC off. I don't know. There could be something a little bit tweaked. But very nice. I like how they did the one mountain in the front and then the two in the back, and it's both ways, and that they did it different colors. It's very well put together. So I will have to, I'll give them a B. So to just recap here, you know, my A's are Austin FC, Nashville SC, and Seattle Sounders. B, I gave to FC Dallas, LAFC, Minnesota United, the Portland Timbers, and the Vancouver Whitecaps. My C rating goes to Colorado Rapids, Houston Dynamo, and Sporting KC. My D goes to LA Galaxy. And then my F grade goes to Real Salt Lake and San Jose Earthquakes. So tell me in the comments below what your grades are for the Western Conference teams. And, you know, tell me what you think, if I should move someone up, move them down. And then also, like I said throughout, like asking questions about what different things mean, please tell me in the comments below what they do mean, if you're a huge fan of them. So if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content, please subscribe. And like I said, I like interacting, so please interact with me. And we'll see you next time.